Good afternoon. Welcome to Holy Trinity and welcome to our crib service. And breathe. The shops are closed. You're all very welcome here tonight as we hear the story told again, the story of the birth of God's Son, Jesus. Tonight, it's a bit of an interactive service, and as you came in, every family has received a bag with some goodies in. Grown-ups, please keep hold of that bag, because there are certain bits inside it that you will use at certain points during our service tonight, and we'll let you know when it's time to take out certain bits. Can I just ask that the pen that's in there, could you just leave it behind in church after the service, please? And the pen is just used for one specific thing. It's not for scribbling, please. And we'll just ask you, because there are so many children present here this afternoon, not to take photos during the service itself, please. But at the end, if you want to take photos, particularly around the crib scene, you are really welcome to do so. Every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we're going to begin at the beginning as we set the scene.
The Emperor Caesar Augustus sent out a ruling that everyone in the Roman Empire should be counted. Everyone had to go back to their hometown to be registered. So Joseph set out from Nazareth to Bethlehem in Judea with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. So, I don't know about you, what plans you've got for your Christmas. Has anyone got nice plans for Christmas? Put your hands up if you have. I've got some nice plans. Who is looking forward to the turkey? Who is looking forward to, hopefully, a present or two? Who is looking forward to chocolate? Yes. I wonder, in your family, whether you have any special traditions. Who knows what a tradition is? A tradition, it's a funny word, isn't it? It means it's something that we do time and time and time and time again. Like we do Christmas every year, that's a tradition. And in my family, we have some funny traditions. You know Jay, who was standing here just now, he has a very, very funny tradition in his family. And he's not going to be happy me telling you. Would you like to know? This is his mum's tradition. They do something called feely presents. They have a bag, and you have to put your hand in the present, and you have to feel it and guess what it is. That's their family tradition. I wonder, what about your family? What are the special things that you do, and what does Christmas mean for you? Now, the grown-ups in the bag will have a little bauble, and there's a pen. And what I'd like you to do is think about what is important to your family. What is it that Christmas means to your family? And try to think of one word and write it on the bauble. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes just to have a think. Have we got a bauble, Mim? Have we all got lots of good ideas? Have a bag. Have a bag. Me. So, once you have finished, if you want to hold your bauble nice and high so I can see that you've finished, I've got my bauble here and I'm going to write something on it. What's important to you at Christmas? Is everyone nearly finished? Fantastic. Okay, so let's stand while we sing our first carol. And while we do, I wonder if one person from your family would like to come and put your bauble on our Christmas tree here. So let's stand as we sing our first carol.
Please take your seats.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him tightly with bands of cloth and laid him in a manger in a stable because there was no room for them at the inn.
So, the first Christmas. Well, we've been thinking about our Christmas traditions, and I wonder whether I might have a look at some of these. What Christmas means to you. Caring. We've got family. Family is important. Christmas Eve, coming to church. That must be someone's tradition. Family. Another family. Family's important. Family! Let's see if there's anything different to family. Oh, what else have we got on here? Family time, maybe playing games and things like that. Food, that's another good one, isn't it? So we have all these lovely things, don't we, at Christmas time. But let's think about that first Christmas, that very, very first Christmas. There possibly might have not have been all of the same things that we've just been writing about here on the tree. Yeah, Mim just said that little reading there, didn't she, about what happened at the very first Christmas. Now, I wonder, who here is young enough that you go to nursery? Who goes to nursery? There must be lots of children who used to go to nursery. Yeah? In that case, you all are going to know this next song. But I wonder, is there any children who go to nursery who are feeling quite brave and are quite good at singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and know the actions, who would like to come and join me? It can be big kids, little kids, because we're going to sing it, but it's going to be a little bit different. This is Twinkle, Twinkle, Christmas Star. So we're going to get our twinkly fingers. Have we got some twinkly fingers? Are you coming to help me? Brilliant. Have we got any twinkling fingers here, girls? Brilliant. Have you got some? Right, let's look at the grown-ups, because they haven't got their twinkling fingers. Come on, grown-ups. Oh, there's still some grown-ups without the twinkling fingers. Okay, let's stand as we sing our next carol, Twinkle, Twinkle, Christmas Star. You're twinkling.
Twinkle, Christmas. How I love afar, worship him with gifts to bring, for in envy was the king. Twinkle, twinkle, shining star, wise men followed from.
We're going to go again. We're going to sing it again.
Twinkle, shining star, wise men followed from afar, worshipping with gifts to bring, for they knew he was the king. Twinkle, twinkle, shining star, wise men followed from afar.
Well done, everyone. Do you want to go and sit down? Let's go and sit back down. Go and find your grown-ups. Go and sit back down while Susie comes to read to us. Oh, no, I just want to kneel here.
Countryside nearby, there were shepherds watching over their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you news of great joy. Joy to be shared with everyone. Today a Saviour has been born. He is the Messiah that you've waited for. You will find him wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger."
Thank you, Susie. And I wonder who was listening very carefully to what Susie said. who did at the very beginning of that reading, Susie said that somebody or some people were terrified. Can anyone remember who was terrified at the start of that reading? It wasn't King Herod, not at this time. Anybody else? Do you know Jacob? Because you kind of look like one. Are you Joseph? Okay. Who? I wonder if any grown-ups can help us. Who was terrified? At the back there. The shepherds. Well done. Fantastic. You knew as well, did you, Greg? Yeah, so the shepherds were absolutely terrified because they're in the field. They're just minding their own business. Is the shepherd in there? Here we go. Here's a shepherd. Do you want to come and hold this? Hold it up nice and high for everyone to see. Here's the shepherd looking after his sheep. They were just looking after their sheep in the field. And then all of a sudden, something very noisy and bright happened. How do you think they felt? How do you think they felt, Jacob?
Happy.
You said happy. They might have been happy. What else? I know. If something sudden happens to me, I feel a little bit surprised. Yeah. What else might have they felt? Surprised, happy. Go on, Greg. Yeah. Scared. Anything else? They might terrified. Thank you, Talia. They might have been. Now, have I got anybody who fancies being a shepherd this evening? Grown-ups, children, you're all welcome. Do you want to pretend to be, if you want to pretend to be a shepherd, come and stand up here. And during our next carol, we're going to pretend to be shepherds. Oh, come on, I need some more shepherds. Come on, I'm going to have to come and start dragging you up. Doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, there were female shepherds. Right. Brilliant, Raphael. Come on then, come and pretend to be shepherds. So what do you think the shepherds might have been doing? They might have been holding their sheep, stroking the baby ones. They might have been looking for their sheep, for the lost ones. What else do you think shepherds do? Do they feed the sheep? They might have been feeding the sheep. What else? Do you know what? There might have been some naughty shepherds who were just having a little sleep because it was nighttime. Yeah, so as we sing our next carol, shall we pretend to be shepherds?
Yeah.
Are you sure there's no one else who wants to join us? Come on, this is your acting opportunity. Okay, let's stand as we sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night. So what are we going to do? Are we going to stroke our shepherds? Yeah, our sheep?
children. Go and sit back down.
Would you like to sit?
Go and sit back down. Go and sit back down. Go and sit back down with Daddy.
Suddenly, the skies were filled with God's angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So, can you imagine what that sky would have been like? Children, for this bit, I would like you to go and sit in your chairs, if that's okay, because you're going to need your grown-ups to get something out of the bag in a minute. So let's think in a minute. The whole sky was filled with angels. They were everywhere. It was so, so bright. And it seemed so bright because it was a dark night. So what we're going to do now, Jay is going to turn the lights off for us. But before we do, if you ask your grown-up to look in the bag, there will be some tea lights. And when we start singing, Greg, you can turn it on. Okay. So is everyone, does anybody not got a tea light who needs one? If so, put your hand up and we can get one to you. As all the children, okay, so there's some tea lights over here. Have all the children got a tea light? Have you got one? Pop your hand up if you need one. Here we go. Okay, so in a minute, it's going to go a little bit dark, and we're going to start singing our next carol, and then we will all turn our tea lights on. Okay, everyone got one? Okay, so let's imagine how dark it would have been on that first Christmas. It would have been so dark. Let's stand as we sing our next carol with our tea lights. please take your seats. You can leave your candles on. So the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem, where they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. Now, I know some of you have already had a look at our lovely crib scene, but during our next two carols, everyone who would like to is welcome to come and have a look at the crib scene. And what we would like you to do is to bring your lit candle and put it down at the crib scene. That would be absolutely beautiful. So how are we going to do this, guys? We've got some stewards here to help us. So if you're sat here, we're going to ask you to come out this way when the carol starts and then come back this way. And if you're sat this way, you come up this way and back that way. And then hopefully we won't have any collisions. There's no rush. We're going to sing two carols. So feel free to take your time at the crib scene, because it's a special moment just to pause and to think of that first Christmas. Very different to the traditions that we were thinking about at the beginning. It was a very, very humble first Christmas. And sometimes it's good, isn't it, just to strip everything away and to think, actually, what is the real meaning of Christmas? So children, could you go and sit with your grown-ups, please? There is, isn't there? You go and sit down with your grown-ups. Is this your candle? Super. And then when the first carol starts, you can come and bring up your candle. So shall we stand as we sing our next carol? Do you want to come and stand on one side of it? One side, and I'll stand on the other side. Guys, once you put your candle, go and sit down. Go and sit down now. Thank you. Fantastic. You can go and sit down now, sweetheart. Let someone else have a go. Go and sit down.
Please do sit down. Giving praise and glory to God, the shepherds told everyone what they had seen and heard, and everyone was amazed. As for Mary, she thought deeply about all these words and treasured them in her heart. Now, the final activity in your bag is for you to take away. It's not for you to do here, it's for you to take home. And in your bags, you're going to find a little balloon. What I want you to do when you get home tonight is blow up that balloon and tie a very strong knot in it. Put it on your Christmas tree, put it on your mantelpiece, or put it somewhere where you can see it. And let that balloon remain inflated throughout Christmas. And then when we start to get towards January and Christmas is over and we're all starting to feel a little bit sad, a little bit lonely, that's the time when I want you to burst your balloon. And when you do that, you will find inside a little surprise. There will be just a little message that will come flying out of that balloon. And it's just going to remind you of the story of Christmas and how God loves us so much. So that's something for you to take away and to do at home. Also, in your book, in your bags, there's a little book in there that's for you to keep. And that's just a retelling of the Christmas story as well. And we all know that January can be quite a difficult time of year, don't we? It feels like such a long month at times. Feels like the energy and the buzz of Christmas is over. But there's a little advert in there for our church services, because we meet here every Sunday here at Holy Trinity, and we've got a wide range of different services. We do communion, but we also do what we call worship together, which is a service that's really good for families and for young children. So if you're feeling a little bit down, if you've got the January blues, then 10:30 on a Sunday morning, why don't you come here and hear the story again of God's marvellous love for us? Now, one of the things that we often think about at Christmas time is of people who are less fortunate than ourselves. Christmas, as we've heard, is always a really good time for thinking about family and friends and lots of gatherings. But it's also the time for remembering those who are not as fortunate as ourselves. Now, in a moment on the screen behind me, you're going to see a list of charities. As a church, we have committed to give a certain amount of the money that we receive to charity every year. And we do that in a spirit of love. We always ask God to bless our giving, but we also ask God to bless what we give to others, to bless them as they receive. And we support a wide range of charities, as you can see on the screen behind me. Some are close to home and some are a lot further afield. So as we sing our final carol, we're going to ask, if you're able to, just to make a small offering on the dish as they come round. And then we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to bless that offering and bless the people we give it to. So would you like to stand, if you're able, as we sing, "Come, Join the Celebration"?
Don't worry at all, honestly. It's a service for children, it's fine.
get out to leave the pens behind again.
Thank you very much. And wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, however you're spending Christmas, I do hope you all have a very happy Christmas and a joyful and a peaceful New Year. So we'll just close with a prayer before we go. And if we could just ask you to leave your pens behind after the service, that would be really appreciated. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for this time we've shared together. Thank you for the story of the birth of your son, Jesus. May we take this story to heart, for this is our story. This is our song. And along with the shepherds, we cry, Hosanna in the highest. So bless ourselves, bless our homes, bless our families with the peace and the joy of the Christ child this year. Amen.